Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of January 2019. President of India Ramnath Kobind has re-promulgated the Muslim Women Protection of Rights on Marriage Ordinance, commonly known as Triple Talaq Ordinance. President of India Ramnath Kobind has given his assent to the Constitutional Amendment 103rd, which aims to provide reservation in public employment and higher education for economically weaker sections. Supreme Court has directed the chief wildlife wardens of states to ascertain the age of all the captive elephants and supply that information to the Ministry of Environment and Forests, MOEF. Delhi High Court has asked two advocates to place before the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, their petition against alleged misappropriation misuse of funds to the tune of 21 crore 75 lakhs 3,000 rupees, sanctioned to 8 Delhi government hospitals for remodeling upgrade. Delhi High Court has clarified that legal practitioners with less than 3 years' experience at the bar can be empaneled as jail visiting advocates by the Delhi High Court Legal Service Committee. Delhi High Court has expressed surprise that till date, India has just one narco test facility center, which is at the Forensic Science Laboratory in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, and directed Delhi government to procure a narco test machine for FSL, Rahini, and make it operational within 3 months. Bombay High Court has observed that parents are obligated to spend money on their children's education and that such monetary transactions shouldn't be transformed into litigations. Kerala High Court has rejected anticipatory bail plea of film actor Kollam Tulasi, who made grossly derogatory and violence-inciting speech against women who are desirous of entering the Sabarimala temple. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that seeking adjournments for no reason by lawyers amounts to professional misconduct. Madras High Court has granted Nalini Chidambaram interim protection from arrest by the CBI in the Sarada Chit Fund case till she obtains regular anticipatory bail from a jurisdictional court in West Bengal. Madras High Court has appointed 23 advocate commissioners to carry out inspection regarding fairs at cinema theatres in the city and the Seelampatty. Allahabad High Court has granted an interim stay on the arrest of Genpact employees, who have been accused of abetting the suicide of Assistant Vice President Swaroop Raj last month. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has given its approval to start the insolvency proceedings against realty firm Parsvanath Developers subsidiary, which is developing a housing project in the national capital.